This is a duplicate tape of Mr. T.B. Chu's interview on November the 5th, 1979. Tape 1. From an original 90-minute tape to a 60-minute tape.
California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Dr. T.B. Chu on November the 5th, 1979, by Sue Ellen Chan. Dr. Chu, may I ask where are your parents from?
From China.
From China.
Canton, China.
Do you know the village?
Xinhui.
Xinhui, I see. Is both your parents from there?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know when they came here, roughly?
My father was here about 1918.
1918. And how about your mother?
My mother came over here 1920.
1920?
Yeah.
Oh, they were marrying China?
Oh, they married China.
I see. Yeah. So your father came himself?
Yeah.
And first he arrived at San Francisco or Los Angeles?
San Francisco.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Your father came here as what occupation?
Herbalist. Chinese herbalist.
Yeah. Did he has any office in San Francisco?
It was at Clay Street.
Clay Street.
Yeah. San Francisco.
It's in Chinatown.
Chinatown. Yeah.
So his patients were like Chinese.
Yeah, Chinese herbalist.
So when did he move down Southern California? When did they move down Southern California?
1924.
Do you know why they moved down here?
Well, just, try to go to some new territories. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
And, Chinese people always like adventure, always scatter out.
So your parents came to Los Angeles, Chinatown, or they came here to other locations?
I think first in the Chinatown for a little while.
I see. And how about Santa Monica?
Yeah. And in a short time, we moved to Santa Monica.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Were you born in Los Angeles?
No, I was born in China, Canton, China.
Really? May I ask
1913.
1913, I see. So you came with your mother.
Yeah.
Your father came first.
Yeah.
Do you know why your father decided to come to United States?
Yeah.
The same reason?
Maybe the immigration's problem.
Uh-huh.
The passport problem.
So,
in other words.
Yeah. Was he an herbalist in China
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he's a herbalist.
And why he decided to come to America?
Well, the thing is, Chinese people, they like to go, see the new world.
Uh-huh, I see.
Instead of staying in the old town, see?
Uh-huh. He practiced, his...
Yeah.
In Canton,
Guangzhou,
Guangzhou.
Canton is Guangzhou.
I see. So So when he, when you were born, and do you have
Canton,
any
China.
Your brothers, sisters?
Well, my two sister, my one sister, the elder sister, born in Canton, China.
Uh-huh.
But other, the younger sister,
all
born right
here.
Here.
So your father came here, and like 3 years after,
yeah.
Your mother came. So like when your father was here, did he send money back to support the family?
Oh, sure.
Or,
yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Then your mother brought you here.
Yeah.
And do
yeah,
you
my
remember?
Sister.
Oh, your sister too. Do you remember the journey from Canton to San Francisco? You know, what kind of ship or boat or?
The ship named Nanking.
It's a lot of Chinese on board.
Well, plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty.
So.
Nanking at that time belonged to the Chinese government.
I see. Oh, belongs to Chinese government. So how long were you on the trip from Canton to San Francisco? How long did it take? Do you remember?
About around somehow 20 days.
Uh-huh.
20 days.
I see.
In the ocean.
Mm-hmm. At that time you were 7 years old. Were you looking forward to coming to United States or?
I have no idea. I just
follow
the parents.
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh. So you live in San Francisco for a while too?
Few years, and then I went back to China.
Oh, I see.
For education.
Uh huh. So you did you move down to Southern California with your parents?
Yeah,
I see.
I moved down to the short wire. Moved to Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Short wire, and then I went back to China.
Uh-huh.
Entered the
medical
Beijing.
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 Oh, Beijing.
Beijing, yeah, Guangzhou, Beijing, Zhongxiao.
Uh-huh. I see. Did you attend any elementary school in San Francisco? Or any Chinese school?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
They call the, Shenzhou.
Uh-huh.
Shenzhou.
Uh-huh.
Shenzhou Shouxiao.
Yeah, that's
it's
Chinese school.
It's a Chinese school.
Uh-huh.
And it's a short
a lot of students or Chinese kids.
Those are especially for the Chinese kids.
Uh-huh. Besides going to Chinese school, did you go to American school?
Oh yeah.
Which school?
Well, we went to a regular American school in San Francisco.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the school?
I have no idea. It's a grad school.
Uh-huh. I see. So after the regular school and then you attend Chinese school.
Yeah.
So it's a long day. Did you like to
just
go?
Just like a school, right? Just a student right here, Chinese youngster.
Uh-huh.
After the regular school, and then
go
to the Chinese school for a few hours.
Mm-hmm. Did you like to go to Chinese school, or you just?
No, that's all right. I learned something.
Uh-huh.
At least you don't learn too much, but at least you learn some language.
Uh-huh.
Right?
How many years?
Yeah.
How many years were you in Chinese school?
You been in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Oh, just about short while, just a couple of 3 years.
Uh-huh. Your sister all go, your sister went with you, yeah.
We both went to school.
Uh-huh. So, you have four the Chinese friends then?
Oh, yeah.
See, because you live in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
You have any American friends, Caucasian mm-hmm. friends? At that school, at that time in San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, we have some. In fact, we belong to Baptist Church.
Uh-huh.
And then in fact, my father is an elder
mm-hmm.
in the church.
I see.
And then actually we went to Sunday school, see, and Chinese school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep you very busy. Yeah, so at home you speak Chinese or English?
Both.
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 With parents mostly.
Well, yeah, when he spoke to the mother, especially, he had to speak Chinese. Eh?
Uh-huh.
But among the younger generation, lots of times he speak English.
Uh-huh.
But he used both languages.
I see. So in San Francisco, your father had his own store, or
yeah.
he worked with somebody else?
Own store.
Own store. And so do you have to help your father?
No.
At that time, he's too young.
No.
So that
yeah.
when you come down San Francisco, so when you move down Santa Monica, you live around American neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
So your father opened another office?
Office at 911 Santa Monica Boulevard.
Oh, I see. So at that time, his patients were Americans or Chinese?
Mostly American.
Mm.
Yeah. Very few Chinese in Santa Monica during the early years.
That's right.
Okay. But 99% is American patient.
Uh-huh. I see. So at that time, did you go to high school then, or you still?
I think it's grammar school at that time.
Uh-huh. And you attend American school?
Junior high.
Yeah, so your other sisters or brothers were born in Santa Monica, is that true?
No.
No.
Young sister born in San Francisco.
Uh-huh. And, okay, so you have only two sisters, and how many brothers?
Two sisters and two young brothers.
I see. They all born in...
Two young brothers born in Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. So actually, you moved down to Los Angeles first.
Los Angeles,
Chinatown.
And then?
Then Santa Monica. Los Angeles, where's the office your father has?
No, he just, you know, just sort of stay for a short while. Mm-hmm. Because he originally planned to, you know.
Go back to San Francisco.
No. Planned to in Santa Monica.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So in Los Angeles?
That's a stop right here, and then soon the house ready, and then move to Santa Monica.
I see. So where did you stay in Los Angeles, you know, short time, during those this short time period? Do you remember?
I can knock off away somewhere.
Near Chinatown?
Yeah. Knock off away.
And so get ready to move to Santa Monica?
Yeah, that's right.
So all your brothers and sister goes to American school.
Oh yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Did you find it's any difficult, to deal with American kids, American students there, or you feel that you are very different there as a Chinese?
No, I don't find too much a problem that time. Maybe I'm a small, see. I don't have any problem with the American schooling or something like that.
Uh-huh. I see. So you were in San Monica for how long?
About a year or two.
Oh, only a year or two?
Yeah.
So your
about
parents?
A year or two, and then I went back to China.
Oh, right away. So you went back for middle
for
high school.
Education.
Yes.
Main purpose of education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old time, the parents always like to send the youngster back to the mainland to education, and then maybe next step is get married, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
is
it, right.
Old Chinese traditional.
Right. Is there any your sisters go back to China for education?
Not my sister.
The brother.
Your
brother?
No, my brother is my my father's second marriage.
Uh-huh, I see.
Youngster.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
When my mother came to this country, she passed away.
Oh.
About a year.
Uh-huh, I
passed
see.
Away in San Francisco.
Uh-huh. So you are the only one went back to China
yeah.
for education, and your father supports you.
Oh,
yeah. So you went back to China for how long?
Boy, from 1920, 1925 to 1949.
Oh, I see. So quite a long time. You
yeah.
finished your high school and
high
school, college.
College.
Now, which college did you go?
University of Chaoyang.
Uh-huh.
In Peking.
I see. Why you go to Peking, you know, this Peking high school?
Beijing.
No, the one, the high school you went.
Oh, high school, I actually in Shanghai.
But you say in Guangzhou, Beijing.
Beijing, first I went back to China.
Uh-huh.
We have to get into the Hua Qiao Bang.
Uh-huh, I see.
Hua Qiao.
Mm-hmm. So that's the school, only school that has Hua Qiao Ban.
The Hua Qiao Ban.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to Shanghai.
Uh-huh.
For high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I graduated high school, I went to Peking.
Mm-hmm. What did you take? What's your major?
That time I majored in political science.
Uh-huh.
See?
I see.
But after that, I changed my mind.
Uh-huh. Did you learn herbs in China or, you know, the medicine?
Yeah.
You didn't learn it from your father?
No.
I
see. No. I learned some from him, but I learned mostly from China.
Uh-huh. Do you remember when you were in Santa Monica, those 2 years or 3 years, did you have to help your father with the business?
No, I don't have to.
Did you remember? Do you remember what was the kind of situation then? Like the office is separate from the house, or you live just the back quarter of the office?
In a back part.
Back part.
Back part of the house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and usually, how many customers? I mean, average every day.
Usually see about 10 or 15.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that your father did pretty good that time, like in terms of economic
he
income?
You have a good practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's advertising
uh-huh.
on the newspaper too.
Oh.
And introduce about the Chinese herb to the American
mm-hmm.
public.
But
he did lots of advertising.
I see. Did he speak English when he came here, or he need some interpreter?
Oh, he learned right here.
Right here. So he doesn't...
He learned some in China, but they mostly learned right here.
Uh-huh. And he didn't need any interpreter to help him?
No.
I see. So do you know that where he get all these Chinese herbs? From Chinatown or from China?
Well, from Chinatown and also from import,
uh-huh.
directly from China.
I see. Is there any special things that he has to plant himself or he has to...
Right here?
Uh-huh.
No.
Or like...
Mostly, 100% you have to ship from China.
I see. Like sometimes, like, you know, Chinese use some snacks or some kinds of animals, you know, that those are imported from
all
China.
All imported from China.
I see.
You have no way to plant it right here
mm-hmm.
because the soil, the climate, the environment different.
Uh-huh. During the early years, what is the American attitudes toward Chinese herbs, you know, herbalists?
Well, they try for the less result. See, they've been treatment all over from the Western doctor, try all different kind of drug,
mm-hmm.
no help, and then they come to the Chinese doctor and try the Chinese herbs.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised, lots of get good results from it.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did your father like charge every visit or by
What kind? No.
He don't charge you. He just charges the
medicine.
The herb medicine.
Uh-huh. Okay. I see. So approximately how much you charge in those days when you were young, I think.
Those days, you get that card, maybe $7 or $6 or $8 for a week supply of herbs.
How did the American knows how to prepare those medicines?
We print the instruction.
Uh-huh.
Print.
Mm-hmm.
See? And they can do as the instruction. It's no problem.
I see.
It's no problem.
So you don't have to prepare it for them?
No.
Like you boil the medicine?
No, not our purpose.
I see. Do your father make any special medicine? Like his specialties.
Well, you know, Chinese doctor, they always have their own some kind of formula.
Right.
See?
What is his famous formula? Most famous one.
He's pretty good in general.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's pretty good in general.
Uh-huh. Is it his formula in liquid? Forms or in pills or
dry herbs.
Dry herbs.
Yeah.
Did he make any kind
it
of?
It doesn't matter the form. Sometimes you have to create yourself.
Uh-huh.
See the ingredient, the quality, the quantity. That's you have to use your own judgment.
Yeah, but how about the preparations? He has to chop or make special pills.
No,
pills.
Those are
ready made.
No, main things, the quantity,
mm-hmm.
the scale,
mm-hmm.
see, how much you put,
I see.
Put it on,
I
what
see.
Kind of ingredient.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did your mother help him? So the mother always...
Housewife.
Never participating
no.
the business. I see. So... Your father just single-handed handling all the patients and everything. Yeah. So you come back 1949,
mm-hmm.
and you start practicing or you do something
and
else?
And then I went to chiropractic college.
Uh-huh. So down Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And then soon I graduated college. The chiropractor college,
mm-hmm.
and then we work together.
Oh, I see.
Practice together.
Uh-huh. In where?
In Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
And Santa Monica.
And Santa Monica. Where's the Los Angeles office?
Right.
Okay.
Here.
Oh, just right here.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, right.
And so you learn some Chinese herbs
in China.
And why you decide to go to a chiropractic college?
Well, first thing, the parents influence.
Uh-huh.
And tell me to I think go into some kind of professional,
uh-huh.
business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because if you keep on learn economic and political science, you don't,
uh-huh.
you have to work under the other people. Maybe you have to go to some kind of a maybe teaching or somewhere, but you do wish me to be a professional man.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I decided to go into
chiropractic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but since you have learned the Chinese medicine in China, why didn't you start right away to join your father? Why you still go to chiropractor?
Well, first thing, I broaden my practice.
Uh-huh.
See,
uh-huh.
I can practice Chinese herb,
right.
and also I can practice in chiropractic profession.
Uh-huh.
See? Years ago, I practiced, I have an x-ray laboratory right now.
Uh-huh.
See, I practiced for over 20 years.
You learn X-ray techniques here in the United States. great.
And he got a, he can learn from Calcutta College.
Uh-huh.
After that, and I also have a special study
mm-hmm.
about the X-ray.
Did your father ever learn the chiropractic technique?
Yeah.
Where did he
obtain his chiropractic license.
Mm-hmm.
In Los Angeles.
And also the same reason.
Yeah.
That bring more customers or doesn't?
Well, you can say that yes. See,
mm-hmm.
Broaden the field of practice.
Mm-hmm. Can we go back a little bit to when you were, you know, in Santa Monica? If you remember, did you go to Chinatown very often during those years?
In fact, there's no Chinatown in Santa Monica.
But did you go to Los Angeles?
Not too often.
Do you remember when you moved from Los Angeles to Santa Monica? It's, you know, I'm sure the housings and the roads are all different.
When we moved to Santa Monica,
mm-hmm.
there in front of our office still had a railroad track. The train passed by. Our house, see?
I see.
And terminate at the second street near the beach.
Right. Uh-huh, I see.
Yeah.
So, did you take the train from Los Angeles to Santa Monica when you moved from Los Angeles to Santa Monica?
I don't recall. That time, I think we have an automobile, see?
Uh-huh.
Either a friend or relative to bring us down there.
How about from San Francisco to Los Angeles, do you remember?
Oh, you got the train.
Got a train, I see. So, at that time, how about the neighborhood, all Caucasian in Santa Monica?
All Caucasian. All Caucasian.
So, do you have any Chinese family live around your area?
Not that I know during that time.
Mm-hmm. So, do your parents associate mostly with American. Do they go to Chinatown often? Los Angeles Chinatown.
Who? My parents?
Yeah.
Once a while. Yeah.
Did you go with them?
Oh, once a while.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the old time, you know, Los Angeles Chinatown? What did it look like? You know?
Oh, that time's close to the Union Station. Chinatown close to the Union Station.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of people living in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as the city plan to have a Union Station built over there, and then the Chinese people move away,
mm-hmm.
and some of them, that's why gradually developed in a new Chinatown in Los Angeles.
So in those days, the old Chinatown, most people there working as laundrymen or restaurant?
Restaurant, laundry, grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They have another Chinatown at 9th Street in San Pedro, South San Pedro.
Uh-huh. Did you visit there when you were?
Once a while.
Do you remember what your parents did there when they go there? They visit friends?
No, just to buy some things.
Do you eat there?
Sometimes.
Do you like looking forward to go to Chinatown or you didn't care that much?
No, we eat Chinese food at home.
Uh-huh.
See, so you're not too crazy for us. Eh?
Uh-huh.
You eat,
Your mother always prepare Chinese food.
Yeah, Chinese food. Lots of Chinese food.
So when you go to school, did you ever eat lunch at school or
not exactly? Sometimes we eat lunch, sometimes we bring lunch.
Mm-hmm. What kind of lunch? You bring American lunch?
American lunch. What is sandwich?
Uh-huh.
We're not going to bring any rice for lunch.
Uh-huh.
It's a sandwich, you see.
Uh-huh.
Sandwich, cookie, see?
Mm-hmm.
Some soft boiled egg.
Was there any Chinese students in your class in Santa Monica at that time?
No. Not a single Chinese.
No, no Chinese. So, of course, you didn't have chance to continue your Chinese education. Is that correct?
Well, actually, the parents, you know, want me to go back to China.
So
go back China to learn Chinese culture.
Mm-hmm. So. But they emphasize the Chinese education mainly just, you know, I mean, to you, but not to your brothers and sisters.
Well,